Today we're going to go into the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and we're going to look at the third commandment, which is found in verse 7. The Bible says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." In the modern age, we've kind of fallen into the habit of treating God more like a buddy than an all-powerful creator. Maybe it has something to do with the post-Watergate era, where we've gotten into the habit of questioning any sort of authority figure and emphasizing that everybody we know who holds a position of power is actually quite fallible and living somewhere on the same level as the rest of us. Maybe that's it. Or maybe it has something to do with the fact that here in the Western world, we live in free democracies, where the people get to say how they want to be governed. Whatever the reason is, some of our egalitarian political views seem to have spilled over into our treatment of God. And of course, a careful reading of the Bible will reveal that God really does want us to think of Him as a father and a friend. And God the Son really did take on human form so that He could identify with us more completely. But still, the Bible doesn't teach that we are to take God lightly, and a quick reading of any encounter with God mentioned in the Bible will dramatically underscore that fact. Just think of Isaiah's vision of the throne room in Isaiah chapter 6, where even the angels humbly veil their faces in the presence of God. Or the encounter that Moses had where God only permitted him to see as much as was possible without actually destroying him. The magnificence and glory of God, unfortunately, is a theme that seems to have suffered some damage in Christian thinking over the last few decades. But here in the third commandment, we see that God expects that even His name be treated with respect. Now, in today's world, many parents give their children names that sound nice or flow nicely with their last names. But in the ancient world, names really meant something. They were descriptions of character. And every parent prayed that their children would live up to the name that was given them. In the case of God, the many names He gives Himself in the Bible are also descriptions of His character. And you never have to wonder if God lives up to any of them. In fact, you can be sure that He far exceeds His names, because the very idea of God is larger than any thought that can be conveyed with human language. And of course, for those who profess to be followers of the one true God, His names will mean something. Those names are representations of the only hope we have, the all-powerful God who created us in His image. And that should give us pause for thought before we treat God or His names in any sort of flippant manner. Far too often we throw the name of God into our language without thinking about what we're actually saying, from thoughtless expressions to downright cursing. Just think, guys, about how upsetting it is when someone insults your wife. Or ladies, think about the effect it has on your own well-being when you see someone impugning the character of the man you love. And then think about the indifference and disrespect we sometimes display towards a God who gave His very life to save us from our sins. The name and character of God really should hold the highest place in human language. After all, when we finally set foot in the kingdom and worship in the literal presence of God, it's going to prove to have been good practice right from the start. And that's why living now, as if you're already in His immediate presence, is going to prove to be a better way to live.